ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام وقال عليه السلام في قوله تعالى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان العدل الإنصاف والإحسان التفضل
Amirul Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said about Allah saying in the Quran, chapter 16, verse 90, Verily, Allah enjoins justice, adl, and benevolence, ihsan. Here, adl means equidistribution, and ihsan means favor.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, one of the profound lessons which we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam is that truly the Ahl al-Bayt are the teachers and the ones who are the most knowledgeable about the jurisprudence, the fiqh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Imam Ali's scientific supremacy is based upon the fact that the fundamentals of all sciences go back to him, as this has been discussed in many different books by many different authors, Muslim and non-Muslim. It has been stated in these books that, truly, the fountainhead of many of the sciences goes back to Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali laid down the foundations of religion, specifically speaking. He expressed the principal rules of the Sharia, the divine law, the religious law commanded and handed over to humanity by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ali also established the rational and transmitted sciences. Now, as far as jurisprudence, obviously the very fundamentals of fiqh are attributed to Imam Ali, as both Sunni and Shia scholars, as well as Muslim and non-Muslim scholars, have unanimously agreed. It is interesting, but all jurisprudence refer to Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, in problems related to fiqh. And so, dear friends, we learn that if we want to see what truly is the divine Sharia, the divine religious law, the commandments handed down to humanity from Allah, then we should turn to none other than Imam Ali alayhi salam. For as unanimously agreed, again by Muslim and non-Muslim scholars such as George Jordak, we will find that they consider Imam Ali alayhi salam to be the root for jurisprudence, to be at the head of jurisprudence. And why not so? For the jurisprudence and the fiqh of Ali is truly the fiqh of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the fiqh jurisprudence of the Holy Prophet Muhammad was handed down to him directly by Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. A beautiful and profound lesson given to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil. Ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, "Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger."
وَأَسْأَلُكَ الْأَمَانَ يوم يعرف المجرمون بسيماهم فيؤخذ بالنواصي والأقدام.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks, so they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet.
وأسألك الأمان يوم لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق.
And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Muawiyah would never have taken that governorship, nor his brother, nor his generation, if people would have listened to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. We are sad about it, but we are also blessed with it. Because as sad as the situation is, Allah's victory is guaranteed. إِنَّ فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَّا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَّا تَأَخَّرَ. Allah is saying to the Prophet, success is guaranteed for you, and we will protect every accusation against you which was past and the future. So don't worry. Karbala took place, don't worry. Imam Ali was martyred, don't worry. Our imams were persecuted, don't worry. All our imams, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was met with Walid, who came as a governor in Medina, he says, I threaten you. You give the bay'ah to Yazid. Imam says, do you threaten me? Do you know who I am? We imams have made a covenant with Allah. We have made a covenant to give our lives. قُلِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You think we're afraid of you? We're not afraid of you. Imam Hussein says, إِن كَانَ دِينُ مُحَمَّدٍ لَمْ يَسْتَقِمْ إِلَّا بِقَتْلِي. If this religion of the Holy Prophet cannot stand on its right path except by my death, then all swords come and get me. We are not afraid. Look at today. Who are the most feared people in the world today? Who are the ones who have all the armaments? Who are the ones who have all the tape recorders and the machineries to watch us? They've got infiltrators, they've got spies everywhere. You can't utter a word. Certain words have been made taboo. Don't mention it. There will come a time for us even to do salah will become difficult, because it will show our true quality. Who is my close companion who is ready to die? Many, Imam said. Imam in fact used to whisper to some people, by the way, Muawiyah will become Khalifa. Muawiyah will be very powerful. And people ask, why did Imam Ali mention that to some people? He was warning them that though you may love me, if you don't have a heart to come near me, don't. Keep aside. Because Muawiyah will grab you tomorrow, and he will torture your whole family, mafia style.
Thank you.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.